Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to American Statesman Blog Talk Radio, the place where it's all about duty, honor, and country. Today's Tuesday, September 17th, 2013, and my name is Sally Baptist. Thank you for tuning in tonight to American Freedom Watch Radio with our host Karen Schoen and John Estabrook. And we're going to go to them in just a minute, but I'm going to give you my rant of the day. I got into somewhat of a discussion about this on last night's show, and we'll probably be talking about it some more. But today, it was actually on Glenn Beck's 5 o'clock show. Frank Gaffney was on there talking about the Muslim Brotherhood in America. And you need to go watch this video, MuslimBrotherhoodInAmerica.com, The Enemy from Within. And you got to understand what is really happening to this country from within, the treason. This Hillary Clinton's out there. If you have Glenn Beck, make sure you watch his 5 o'clock show today on The Blaze. But definitely go watch this. And Frank Gaffney, he's the founder of the Center for Security Policy. And this stuff started back in 1988, where he's been trying to wake up people to the enemy from within before 9/11 ever happened. And it's amazing as to how much what is going on out there and how we are being so deceived by the people in the Senate and the people in the House of Representatives and, of course, our president and his cabinet. It's just we're being attacked from within. I mean, forget al-Qaeda per se. It's what's happening right here, how we are truly letting the enemy. And you know what? I'm sorry. I'm not going to be politically correct about those Muslims. Muslims do not believe in the United States of America. They do not believe in the individual. They do not believe in the Constitution. The Muslims, I hate to say this, are the enemies. Whether you want to admit it or not, and I'll probably get in the dead one of these days for having said it, but I don't care. It's time we face the facts. Muslims think all Christians and Jews should be dead. Muslims don't believe in the United States of America. So why do we have presidents and elected public servants who keep promoting the Muslim Brotherhood? It's treason. It's absolutely treason. And Americans are losing the war with the enemy because of the enemy from within. Forget al-Qaeda. Talk about who these enemies are from within. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. So whatever you guys want to say, what you're thinking, what's happening with the Muslim Brotherhood, the war on Christianity and on the Jewish faith, and how, you know, our own government is promoting this takeover, or good is a perfect example of it, et cetera, et cetera. I'm hearing some noise in the background. I'm not sure exactly. Is anybody else hearing that noise?
That's John on the oil rig, Sally.
Oh, that's
thank goodness
okay.
The rig is pumping, or we'll find out whether it's not.
It's
just insurmountable.
It is, guys. And when that bell tones, that's an intercom system we've got out here on the drill ship, so we can communicate. This ship is huge, and to be able to communicate from one location to the next, we've got a bell tone, and then we've got a loudspeaker system, and you can page whoever you need to speak with. So that's that background noise.
Well, welcome everyone.
Okay, anyway.
You're listening to American Freedom Watch Radio, and we are brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio, American Statesman, and on RedStateTalkRadio.com. Please join us and join in and call in our show tonight. We told everyone today is Constitution Day. This is your host, Karen Schoen, and I'm here with John Estabrook, my co-host. And John today is on an oil rig, and hopefully we're going to get some good news from that front, because the news all over the place is not good. But before I get into that, I just want to tell everyone, today is Constitution Day. How pathetic that one day a year is the major time that is allocated to learning this incredible document that guarantees our rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness as guaranteed by God, our Creator, and not, as Sally was describing, the treasonous traitors who are running this government. So we need to have an initiative, John, and I've been thinking about this, and I think every single day in every school, one amendment should be read and discussed until the kids know Constitution and can quote it by heart, so they will never lose their rights and freedoms. That's my two cents on Constitution Day.
Well, and you know, Karen, and one of the things that hopefully our listeners are aware of is that Constitution Day does require our public schools to at least share the Constitution and keen facts about the Constitution with all children in public schools. So, I mean, if you're a parent and you have concern about what's taking place in your schools, maybe today would be a day to ask them, did you have any type of presentation on the Constitution today at your school? Did you celebrate the Constitution? Did you read the Constitution at your school? Because if your local school boards are failing to do that, then as a citizen you need to stand up with outrage, because it is one single day a year, and the very people that are trampling our Constitution on a daily basis would really love that all of us constitutionalists would just disappear. But we are not. We're going to stay focused, and we're going to ensure that children all over this nation, any opportunity that we have to share free pocket constitutions with children is something that we should all make an effort to do. Give constitutions out to your friends and neighbors.
Anybody that needs a constitution, please send us an email at info@agenda21today.com, and we will make sure that you get one, because you are right, John. A constitution should be in everybody's home. Everybody should be armed with the Constitution. And you know what else is even worse? Is that the lack of understanding who is talking and teaching the Constitution. Most of the people that are teaching it have no idea what it is. And if you are looking at some of the books and the historical books, and today it was reported, actually yesterday, that in one of the American history books, they misquoted the Second Amendment. And the Second Amendment in the book states that you can have a gun in a state militia, meaning that if you're not part of an armed force coming from your state or local government, you will not have a right to have a gun. That's totally different than what our Constitution says, which says that the possession of a firearm shall not be ever infringed upon, no matter what. So we have
you
to...
You know, and let me give you some information about that. Yeah, and the interpretation, I mean, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That is the Second Amendment. And that amendment was actually, they toned it down because there were some of our founding fathers that wanted it mandatory that every man carry and have in his possession a firearm, because they understood that the victory against tyranny that they fought against a king would have never been possible if it was not for the people that possessed firearms. So there you have it, folks. That's a little constitution fact.
You know what else
fact.
Blows my mind, John? Here we have states, and Florida is one of them, that the people are so fearful of our own state government that we have to have a special amendment in our own state government to protect the Second Amendment. That is the most insane thing that I ever heard, because they think that going after stand your ground is going to somehow make a change. If you are following the Second Amendment, which says you have the right to protect yourself, well, protecting yourself means I'm going to stand my ground. So why do I need another law to say a law that I can protect myself, and then I'm going to have another law to protect the law to protect the law? The whole thing is just...
Well, it's ridiculous. And, you know, they have failed to recognize, and it was... Our founders were brilliant, brilliant men. They chose their words with great purpose and intent so that people could not misinterpret them. And when you say shall not be infringed, the only thing you need to understand is the word infringe. And what does that mean? You know, you can't take someone's rights to property. You know, that's an infringement. You can't disobey a law or regulation. You know, you have to observe the terms of the agreement. That's what infringement means. And now we have a federal government who has so infringed the freedoms and liberties of the people that it is now necessary, it is absolutely necessary, that states individually proclaim their power and tell the federal government, no, you will not do that in the state of Florida. You won't do that in the state of Louisiana. We will not allow the infringement of our citizens' constitutional rights. And the states have that power. And, you know, when we think back to our Civil War, there were a lot of things other than slavery that drove us to Civil War. And that was, you know, what rights shall remain with the states? But above that is the right of the people.
Absolutely. And today we heard our president broke another section of the Constitution, and he is totally ignoring the piece that says that aiding and abetting our enemies is treasonous. We are giving guns to Al-Qaeda. Folks, please understand that. And we are giving them to Al-Qaeda not only because of Obama, but because of people like Lindsey Graham and John McCain and John Boehner. We are aiding our enemy, which is one of the, I'm looking for it right now. I will read it to you as soon as I find it. But I remember it says that that is one of the forms of treason, is aiding and abetting the enemy. Folks, Sally is right. People who are in Washington are committing treason, and they should be impeached. No, at the easiest, that should be the worst thing that happens to them, because they should be tried and hung for treason as the next case as well. And today we ask people to call in, John, because we want to know how people are spending their day with the Constitution on Constitution Day and bringing messages of what Americans are doing as they are beginning to take back their liberties and freedoms throughout the country. And I know that we have Neil on the line with us right now. So Neil Rice from Taylor County, Florida, thank you so much for
joining
us today.
Hi.
And how are you doing, Neil?
I'm doing great. You know, just like everyone else, we're running the ground, but we come up with a funny side of everything, or try to. One thing I've been looking into, because of all the problems in our county and other counties, states, cities, and that is the type and style of government that you have. People everywhere need to check into their city and towns to what style of government.
Explain that, because now people don't even know what style of government we have, which, by the way, folks, is a constitutional, that's the law, representative republic, means that people who live in an area and elect a person to go to either their local, state, or federal legislative body building and perform the tasks that the people, we sent them there to do. Essentially, they're not supposed to have their own mind. They are supposed to be the mind of their constituents. But we have noticed that they do not pay attention to us anymore. So, Neil, what kind of government are you talking about in a local form? Is it different than that?
Right, because I'm in the city of Perry, Taylor County, and we have a 5-member city council, which are elected, which is the way it should be, and then they appoint a city manager, an unelected official. And we found out that back in 1981, they changed the style of government here by adopting a charter for a consul manager style of government, which means that we're more or less under a dictatorship. Whatever this manager, whatever this manager wants to do, and he has a full run. So you need to look at if you're what type of government you're under, and the charter and everything that goes with it. And when you read some of this stuff that he can do, he can fire, hire, do anything. And our city council, they don't want to go against him because they're in fear of him. People that work with him in City Hall, they're in fear of him because they don't want to say the wrong thing because they could lose their job. They don't want to disagree with them because they could lose their job. And this is
so what has to happen, Neela, if your city wanted to go back to the old style of city government, what would that take and what would that look like?
Okay, well, what it amounts to is we would have to have three of our city council people to get rid of him. I've got two right now, and I'm working on a third one today.
So your council member, if you have a council of five, three of those members can vote to change the government back to the representative council of government, which is what you had originally.
Right. Because now,
how did
have
this
people...
get passed that the people don't know about it? Because that's another thing, folks.
Right. Well, everything...
All of a sudden, it's there and nobody knew. How did
that happen? Well, what we found out was, and what we've seen so far, but we've got seven missing pages in this charter. So we are going to make a public request under the Freedom of Information Act to make sure that we get the rest of this. It is not there. And this has been done on purpose. There's no question about it. And once we have that, I think it's going to tell us a lot more. One of the ladies that works with me went to City Hall because she does understand the law, and she went there to get a petition from the city. It supposedly has to come from the city. And to get a 10% of the people to vote to get rid of him and change this. Well, now we find out.
Let me ask
that,
you, Neil. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's okay, John. But what we found out, and this is the part that is unbelievable, is that in order to do this, we have to have 100 people up front and be able to say and be able to identify and say we checked these people and, yes, their signature and that's who they are. But then these are the 100 people that will have to go out and get the petitions. But before they can go out and get the petitions, they have to take their petition and give it to the city manager to okay. Can you believe that?
You've got to believe it. I mean, put
a rope around my neck, right?
Yeah, but listen, when a city changes its charter and how it's going to operate, don't they have to get state congressional approval of the new charter?
Right. Well, see, that's what, and my big question when we ran across this the other night, I thought right away, well, wait a minute. Doesn't this have to be an amendment that would go on a ballot that people would have to vote for? And we found out, no, they can adopt this here charter, and it gets passed through legislation. They say, okay, that's all right with us.
And that's what happened.
So there was.
Well, then you could do the reverse process. Huh? If the three city councilmen were of a mind to, couldn't they request that the original form of government, the original charter, be reinstated and put that on the ballot and allow the citizens to vote on it? Couldn't they make that request? I know they get a, you know, they get every tax proposal for a city, any millage or whatever. That's how they get it done. So why couldn't they do the same thing with the reversal of charter?
Yes, no, that they can do. And so we're not giving up on this. We're going to first get those seven missing pages. But I did send Karen over a list today that I kept researching and searching for. And it is a list of the cities, the towns, and everything in Florida and what type of government they're under.
Wow.
I know.
So
it's amazing. And people start looking at what is in your state, because here's Constitution Day. And as I was looking for the section regarding treason, I don't know what's wrong with my brain. It's fried today. Can't help it. Nothing is functioning properly. But anyhow, the amendment that addresses, there it is, criminal prosecutions and the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy trial by an impartial jury of the state and district where the crime shall have been committed, which district may have previously. Okay. What it is saying that under common law, that's his Article 7, whenever there is a value of more than $20, the right of trial by jury shall be preserved. And therefore, a jury trial can be used for any type of offense. And states have put in place of that they have exempted civil courts from having trials by jury. So I find that extremely interesting when we alone have to go in front of a judge because we are denied, again, another constitutional right, which says that we have a right of a jury of our peers. And instead, we are being shoved in front of a judge, especially on these foreclosure hearings.
Yeah.
Karen.
Well, you know, I became aware that was taking place a long time ago, probably 20, 30 years ago. I was a member of an organization that was fighting against taxation and federal taxation. And one of the things that we wanted to demand was that we be allowed to have a jury trial. And we were told forthwith that, no, we could not have a jury trial. And then we fought that in the venue. And went to district court, and sure enough, you don't have any in the United States of America, depending on I guess your wherewithal and your legal mind and the people that you have representing you, your attorneys, you're not going to get a jury trial just at the drop of a hat. There has to be a certain dollar amount ascribed to your case. It's a battle. It is a battle. And the bottom line is our Constitution guarantees us the right to jury. And we should ask for that, and we shouldn't accept. You know, I mean, you have the option and should have the option, each and everything that you're criminally prosecuted on, to stand in front of a judge and say, yeah, Judge, Your Honor, I'm willing to let you hear this. Or you should have the absolute right to say, no, Your Honor, I would prefer a jury trial. And it should not be that we're not allowed that in this nation. But there's a lot of things that we're not allowed.
Hey, excuse me there.
Yes,
excuse
my
me,
dear.
Karen. And just so you know, your guest, Rose, is out there. And just let me go ahead and let her in. And also, we had another caller from the Tallahassee area. Looks like they kind of dropped off. So go ahead and call back in if you get a chance. They were they were on hold for a couple of minutes, and I didn't quite get to them, I think, fast enough. But please go ahead and call back in.
Well, let's tell everyone that in advance, this is open mic night. You might have holds, so please do, and please join us. We want to hear what's going on around the country, around the state. This is Rose Bailey, and she's from South Florida. And Rose has been immersed and fighting in one of your favorite things, Neil, the 750 plan. And Rose, hi there, good evening, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Karen. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Hi, Rose.
Oh, well, this is great. It's nice for you to join us. John is in Louisiana. So, John, I know that you have regional plans there. And we have been talking a lot about regionalism as well because, surprise, surprise, folks, regionalism is another thing that is prohibited by our Constitution. So let's take a minute to figure out why before we talk to Rose and see what she's doing. Regionalism breaks down barriers, it breaks down borders, and it creates an unelected bureaucratic body that sits in between the government and the people, and therefore becomes an unelected body of individuals who make rules and regulations that some way, shape, or form will inhibit our freedom. And that is what we have going on in America today, which is probably, I would say, the main reason why we are in such bad economic conditions. Because the regional groups have been focused on sustainable development programs, which we all know do not work. And worse than that, because regional groups, NGOs, non-government organizations, go and train our elected officials, we know that they have absolutely no idea of the ramifications or the consequences of the regulations because we know they don't pay attention to them. So right now in Florida, I think, what did we discover, Neil? We have 7 or 8 regions?
Yeah, somewhere in there. In fact, I found 3 of them when I sent you that map because I didn't know that I was categorized under one, too.
Right. Well, we have 7 or 8 regions, and Neil found a map, and we will be putting that up on the website under the land section, because a large danger to what is going on is the regional councils that sit over counties and in some instances states. Because, John, isn't there a BP regional group that is managing the BP money for the 5 states, or was that broken up?
Yeah.
I don't remember. But
that exists, but I don't think it's ever any that doesn't have any governmental approval. That's just to handle crossing over state lines for liability issues.
Oh, okay. Well, in Florida, we have the the Northwest Florida Regional Council, and they have taken it upon themselves, isn't that nice, with another group called Florida Forever, and the Florida League, of Counties, and they are assisting the counties in managing the BP money. So you can imagine, folks, where the BP money is going, because it is certainly not going to the people who need it. And I can tell you that firsthand because one of the things that I did was put in a claim for my business because I wanted to see how this worked. And this is now, 3 years. But anyhow, Rose, thank you for joining us, and why don't you tell us your regional plan that is in South Florida? People will get a real chuckle on this one.
Well, first of all, I did get a memo, and what we have right now is Vero Beach and Indian Riviera is backed out of 750. St. Lucie and Martin County, they're going to vote on it at the end of September, so no one knows, and no one knows about Palm Beach County. Broward and Miami-Dade, they already have it. They're already voted for it. Also, I have a thing from up in Palm Beach County, and Mayor Abrams, he's the one, he's gung-ho about regional government. So it seems like everybody's for it. There's a lot of meetings going on, and as you know, Karen, Phyllis Fry from the American Coalition for Property Rights, they have quite a few meetings going on, too. and I think it would be over to attend them. I did get a memo from Tom DeWeese, and there's three commissioners in Ohio that actually stood up and got rid of Agenda 21 in their county. So he wants us to write thank you letters to them for doing that, because they're saying if it goes in Ohio, it will snowball to all the other commissioners, and maybe they'll have enough courage to stand up against Agenda 21 and 750, which is regionalism. It's all hand in hand.
Now, in the regional 750 plan of South Florida, they are claiming that a large portion of this plan has to be implemented because the oceans are going to rise 4 to 20 feet, and South Florida therefore will be sinking or underwater.
Yes.
Am I correct, Rose?
Yes, exactly. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And so increased by 60%.
On the one hand, we have this regional group that is now telling the commissioners that, or the counties, that they have to take precaution about the oceans that are going to rise, and they want to build a seawall is one of the things they want to do. I know they want to raise the highways, but in addition to this, they want to change the ratios and proportions of Section 8 housing in the communities in these counties. And I think
that is
part of the social reengineering of communities, which I believe HUD is doing the grants for this.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what's amazing, gals, is, you know, all of these things that we're under attack, you know, I mean, we're under attack in the energy industry, we're under attack in the classroom and in our schools, we're under attack in our private property rights, our cities, our counties. One of the things that they always use when they announce these grand schemes, because this is schemes to take over and to do away with representative government. That's what we're confronted with. It's the same thing in the classroom. What are they doing? Nationalizing education and taking local people out of the government. So it's a broad-ranging attack, but it's always the same. And now in South Florida, they will frighten the poor, uneducated voter, the citizen, the average guy that doesn't really pay attention. Oh, I can't do anything. I have no control over government. And he believes that. And then they tell this little scared person, the water's going to rise 20 feet. We're going to secure you. We're going to make it safe for you. We're going to build a 20-foot wall. And in order to do that, you've got to get these tin hat Tea Party people off our backs so we can accomplish this mission. What are they doing at Common Core? You know, they use the same tactic in Common Core. I just got through ranting against a newspaper article in the Advocate of New Orleans on Common Core and how Common Core was being attacked by far right-wing Tea Party groups, and they painted all of the reasons, all of the great reasons that we should maintain Common Core in Louisiana, because it's for our children's security so that they can prosper in the future global economy. You know, and it makes the average dummy who hasn't done any homework, hasn't checked into anything, believe, oh, my God, they really care so much about me. And what's wrong with these Tea Party people? You know, what is so, you know, but here's the, folks, we share one thing on American Freedom Watch Radio, the truth. And if we don't offer you truth that we can't document and put in your hand, we don't offer proof that we can't give you the location of the information so you can get it for yourself. Regionalism is a way to do away with representative government on state and local levels. And trust me, it's going on across the entire United States of America. Every county in this nation is under this same attack, and you're going to find men. Now, the men in Ohio, how did they grow so nervy? How did they grow so emboldened that they would stand up against this and turn back Agenda 21? You know how? Citizens got behind them and said, you have to stop this. They're neighbors, mm-hmm. because the county guy is your neighbor. You can go knock on his door every day and say, hey, Joe, this has got to stop. Here, Joe, here's the information. Joe, did you know they're doing this? And you can get Joe to grow some spine and some backbone and stand up against this move, because this is globalism, pure and simple. Pure and simple, these are tools of globalism. This clown that the Senate today in the Energy Committee had Mr. Obama's new, I guess he's going to be like an energy czar, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, Ron Benz. He's a guy that has openly said that he's against fossil fuels. He has helped and assisted in closing down coal and natural gas in Colorado. And this is a guy that Barack Obama nominates and puts up for this guy, this job, to where he will have power over the energy grid. Folks, we're under so many attacks.
That, John? What's worse than that is the people that accepted this nomination.
Yes.
Where were the people that vetted him? It was disgraceful. Aside from the other ones, Stephanie Powers and Susan Rice, but this man, like you said, the fear that I have with this is John Casey just came out with his newsletter, and he said that scientists in Russia are saying the same thing. Russia, mind you. Scientists in Russia can speak freer than scientists in America, because the scientists in Russia are now saying no cold, and we're going to be going into a major ice age in 2014. Well, that's right around the corner, guys.
Okay,
major.
Can I make a correction here, you all? We are going to have high water in South Florida, John. Are you related to Johnny Depp by chance? I know. But we are going to, Karen, explain how they plan on flooding out all the sugar and agricultural people down there.
Well, what is happening now is that as the oceans are cooling, the wind, which gives the energy to the hurricanes to form the wind, are not forming. So notice, what have we had almost none of this year? We've had almost no hurricanes, and we've had a lot of rain. But the problem is, because there's no energy to create the wind, the rain will still, you know, rise from evaporation. That does not go away. And when the clouds get heavy enough, they will rain. But what is happening is that the clouds are not moving as fast over an area. So the rain events are lasting longer, and the rain is coming down harder. And major flooding, like what's going on in Colorado, is going to happen. Now, think about this one, John. Think about Colorado flooding and food. What are these people going to do about their crops in their farms with all of this flooding? But in any event, Lake Okeechobee in Florida, the center of the state, which is also a part of our water reservoir for drinking water, the brilliance of the talking heads and people who can only use computers and don't understand real science, they allow the water in Lake Okeechobee to go into, they opened up the dike and they put it into the two other rivers in the town nearby, and of course they contaminated them. So their answer to this is to flood the sugar fields, so that this won't happen again.
And private property.
And private property.
It's a mechanism of convincing people that you need protection. Huh? If I create the crisis, and trust me, the Corps of Engineers has devastated and created more crisis where they've attempted to levee and control rivers and to dam things. Nature, God, and when we have engineers who believe that they can better lay out the plan of the planet than God, they seem to fail. But then they create a crisis, which, guess what? It always requires additional taxing authority. It always requires that we form a new board. We get some new regulators. We always are going to have regionalism will cure this problem. If we'll just create a regional guy, he can look at this, and he won't be bogged down by all the government of the people. The people don't know.
Rose, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
okay.
I'm here.
Do the people in South Florida believe that the oceans are going to rise 4 to 20 feet and all these highways and roads are going to be flooded?
I really don't know, to tell you the truth, because I don't know. I really don't know what they believe anymore.
What is motivating them to do something as stupid as this, knowing that we have no money? That's number one. I mean, where do they think the money is going to come from to do these programs? But, you know, here's something really cute. They want to build a seawall from Monroe County. Well, now they can't go to Indian River, so I guess Martin County. And this is the same group of people that can't build a border fence. So I find that very curious.
The insanity and the expense
that is going to be going through all of this, to me, of course, to us, is just another wealth redistribution scheme. But it's pathetic to even think that, I don't know, that people are buying into.
Well, how did they publicize it, and how did they present it to the people of Miami-Dade if they've already formed their little regional commission? How did they get that accomplished? Because anytime you create anything inside of government, you're giving somebody some kind of taxing authority. And did the people, you know, what did they say to them?
Rose?
I don't know.
People,
I have no idea about
Miami. The people that I spoke to didn't even know the meetings were going on. They hold the meetings at 10 o'clock in the morning. And if you take a look at the demographic map, Miami-Dade is going to get the award for being the greenest county in the country, which means that they are the reddest county in the country.
Yes,
because they have,
and
they
should be the brokest.
They are, yes, and they are the most controlled under the format of communism. And the sad part is that many of these people are refugees from Cuba's, from Castro's Cuba, and from a lot of oppressive countries into Miami. They came from Haiti, they came from Jamaica, they came from Cuba, and they settled in Miami, and they certainly did not want to be taken over by a communist regime of Miami-Dade, which is exactly what they have. And the real problem is that they cannot read, and they are getting half-truths, and they're not understanding, and they watch their shows like Telemundo, which is a totally socialist program. And I looked at the map. Of course, Miami-Dade and Broward County, where I used to live, are now totally blue counties, because part of this plan is you have to have a proportion of Section 8 housing. And the minute you put in Section 8 housing, the job of those people is to vote. That's their only job. Mm-hmm. They have one job one day a year. And if they vote,
we have
right,
one senator here in Louisiana that relies on that.
Yes, exactly. And
well, Karen, when you were talking
on there. Yes,
when you were
yes.
talking about the seawall,
yes.
That's supposed to keep this water out. This is, I mean, anybody that's got a third of a brain, and I'll give you credit, okay?
that's like putting a wall on. It's like looking at a bathtub, and you have a back wall on a bathtub. Now, does that keep the water out from the other side? I mean,
well, here's my point.
Florida is a peninsula. How are you going to even? How would that even work to keep the ocean out if the ocean was rising 4 to 20 feet? You mean to tell me it wouldn't go around the Gulf and come in on the Gulf side, too?
Well, here's the, yeah, this is, that's the problem. Because when I lived in Marathon in the Keys for almost 30 years, there are points as you travel down the only one road, okay? And when you go across the bridges and you get close to crossing them, that strip of land is so narrow. I'd like to know where they're going to put the seawall. Besides up there,
yeah.
You know what? Because it ain't going to work.
It's ludicrous.
What about,
like, it is absolutely
like,
ludicrous to even to think that this could even be done.
You're right, because I lived on
insane.
A point in Marathon, just as you came into it, and I had the canal on the right side of my property. I had the Gulf going across the whole front section. I call it the front. That's where the house looked out over. And on the other side, it went underneath the bridge. So you had the water going from the Gulf into the ocean. Where are they going to build a seawall?
I'm trying to visualize.
It's a 7-mile bridge. Where are they going to build a
seawall? I'm having a hard time visualizing this because first of all, there's no place in South Florida that I know of that has a hill that's higher than 4 feet. Unless it's a
once
a
again, yeah, you know, there's some real truth that let's share this with the listeners in Florida. You will never see a 20-foot wall along the entire eastern seaboard of Florida. That will never, ever happen.
Never happen.
Trust
never.
Me, this is a lie. It's a scam. It is such a farce, huh? But everything they do is, but here's what they're doing. They just need to form regional governance. That's their purpose,
yes.
Their intent. They will never build the wall. It's just like immigration and building the wall along our southern border.
Right.
Never, ever
going to
happen.
Wall.
Never, ever going to work.
It'll be a virtual wall, and they'll give everybody the
there you go.
Glasses.
Yeah.
And they'll tell them, there's your wall. Don't you see it? Like the Emperor's new clothes. Don't you see it? Can't you see it? Here, put on your glasses. You'll be able to see the wall that we paid how many billions of dollars for.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane to even think that this is a concept. That's the part that really bothers me. It is insane.
Well, it's a 50-year concept, huh?
Yeah.
That's true. I know. We're
yeah.
going to get everybody's garbage from all over the world, and we're going to build Florida
stack it up
20 feet.
Oh, we could get that from New York City. We don't have to go.
You have to go too far.
Easy.
Oh, my gosh.
But, I mean, have you noticed that that's exactly what all of these master plans? See, and obviously, when I think of master plan, I think of my buddy Adolf. Because Adolf always, he had a master plan, and he had described a master race. But in the bottom line, he was a Nazi socialist, a fascist, and a communist to boot, huh? And he was a brutal, brutal man. But he always laid out, Joseph Goebbels, the propaganda minister, laid out master plans for the master race, and it got the, I don't want to call them idiot German people, but the gullible German people to buy into the master plans, not just one plan. He had multiple. Goebbels was a pro. And we have advertisers in the United States of America who have studied the tactics of Goebbels. Now, if we don't think that all these master, well, every time I say this is the coastal master plan for restoration of the coast, the Florida master plan, we're going to have a master plan 50 years out. John and Sally and Karen will be dead and gone, but we're going to get them to start financing the deal. Come on, guys. It's like buying a car that you'll never drive. Think about
that's
that.
Right.
You're not going to drive the car, but yeah, you're going to pay for that son of a gun? Not old John boy.
Well, and also think about this. How do we even know what is going to happen tomorrow We have no idea.
Yeah. Tomorrow nuke goes off and there is no master plan.
We would have an internet. We would have a computer. We'd have a little handheld device you could talk on the phone with someone. You couldn't even conceptualize that. 50 years ago, we had the dial phones that had party lines. So
I remember that.
The ability to have
remember
one
that, but I liked
on
it.
The line.
Well,
I always
well,
liked it. I used to like to send my neighbors looking
order.
For the refrigerator. Yeah.
Rose,
okay, Karen, can I tell John something?
Have you gone to these meetings?
Oops.
Pardon me?
Have you gone to these meetings?
I'll tell you what, there's a couple going on this, the end of this month I'll be going to. But the ones South Florida Regional, I've gone to two of those meetings, and one of the guys there said, like, there's going to be 3 million people moving into South Florida. That's why we have to build all these apartments. And I wasn't a participant. I was just a viewer, and they wouldn't let us say anything. And then he also said that also at that meeting, they actually flooded out the orange groves there. And I don't know why they. I think 3,000 acres of hitting out the orange groves. They flooded them out for clean water. And to get back to the seawalls, I was talking to a friend of mine. She's living on the ocean. All right, so she was all upset about this. She said, "Oh, Rose, they wouldn't do that." But anyhow, it's Singer Island that they're fighting for right now because of the sea turtles going up, and the Singer people that have the condos there in the beach are worried about their fabulous condos going into the ocean. So they have issued more permits for seawalls, and they call it the Great Florida Seawall, Great Florida Wall, like China. So it is an issue, and it is going to be going on. God forbid.
Mm. Yeah. Well, let me tell you something, Rose. Are you familiar with the Delphi technique?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're not allowed.
Okay,
to say
so I mean, that was a serious question because if you recognize Delphi, the one thing that if you're going to attend these meetings, by all means, please do for the rest of the Florida citizens that aren't able to attend, bring a camera for the love of God. Do that, please, so that other citizens can witness. Because the one thing about knowing what the Delphi technique is and how they operate and use it. Is that we can always, when we record these meetings, we can go back then and we can offer proof on YouTube that that is exactly what's taking place, because we have to keep connecting the dots, and that's what we're going to do with this.
I'm trying to video a lot of things, correct. Mm-hmm.
But, Rose,
yes,
you weren't allowed to anything at this meeting, or?
Oh, no, they wouldn't allow us to say anything at all.
She's not a stakeholder.
Okay, do me a favor. What you need to do, since you don't have a voice, take some nice pieces of cardboard, nice white sheets, and put your questions on them and use them as flashcards. And I mean a good-sized card. So you can stand up with your question and completely turn around and let everybody sitting there see your question.
No, we're not allowed to ask questions. We're only observers.
Well, you're not saying anything. You're just giving them
a
flashcard.
Okay, so you are an observer of the meeting. Who are they making the presentation to?
Select a group. I don't know who they are, but they were selected by the 750 group. I don't know who they were.
Stakeholders, most likely.
Yes, I
people
would imagine
that profit.
They are the stakeholders.
Profit, yes. Manage.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. And I also would imagine that part of this plan is that you have to, as you said, build these low-income houses. And folks, now think about that for a minute. And while you're thinking about that, this is Karen Schoen and John Estabrooks, your hosts of American Freedom Watch Radio, and we are brought to you live on blogtalkradio.com, American Statesman, and on redstatetalkradio.com. Please visit our websites, agenda21today.com, americaismyname.com, and karenschoen.com. And should you have any questions about anything that you're hearing tonight, our email address is info@agenda21today.com. And, John, I even got that in on time. How do you like that?
I love that, Karen. But I have to excuse myself, ladies. I'm actually on a rig to do a job, and I've got a task that I've got to get knocked out. So it's been a great pleasure to be on with you. Neil, always a pleasure. Rose, wonderful
you too,
to hear your message. And Rose, I would offer to you, I think Neil's got a great idea with the cards, and a simple poster board, and just say, "We the people have a question." Just put that on there, and get it on your video so that people can know that they're being denied. Citizens are not having a voice. That is not representative government that you're witnessing right there. It's socialism, communism, and fascism, all of the isms, all wrapped into regionalism. And if we don't stop it, we're going to lose the power of our sovereign nation and bye-bye property rights of every American. We have to stop this regional attack. God bless you, gals. It's always a pleasure.
You too, John.
Thank you, John,
thank you.
And we'll see you again next week. And stay on.
Yes,
on
ma'am.
The,
thank you, dear.
Stay on the show, folks, all because right. We're going to be here for another hour, and we're going to be ripping apart what's going on in America today, because right now we are not happy, but we do have a few things to be happy about. And, Neil, why don't you give us the Americans are taking a stand, folks, and as Rose just told you, three commissioners in Ohio. That is amazing. So we have Bob Solari in Indian River, and we have Richard Rothschild in Maryland. We have three commissioners in Ohio, and I know we have Emily Hasenauer in Wyoming. So every day, every week, a few more people are beginning to get it. And that's a wonderful thing. But, Neil, what were you telling us before during the break?
Oh, on the truckers?
Yes.
This is fantastic,
people. We have the
people.
Bikers, right?
I got this from Freedom Outpost just before I called in this evening.
Mm-hmm.
And on October 11th through the 13th, that's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, over 1 million truckers, wherever they are in this country, are turning off their rigs. Wherever they're located, they are stopping all of it for 3 days, protesting against Obama.
Oh, wow. This is wonderful.
Isn't so? Gas up and milk up, that's all I can say.
Yeah, this is almost seamless, not to be sold.
Yeah, because 3 days without getting some things, especially milk,
right.
If you've got kids, I mean, that's a big issue. But make sure, you know, I don't know.
Be prepared, folks, because
yeah, I don't know how much they have with gas. But
is about. Protesting is when a group of people get together and they say no more. Because, Rose, from what you're describing and the fact that the audience was not allowed to say anything to me is even worse, because that's taxation without representation. And if we remember back in our American history, folks, there was a little thing called the Boston Tea Party, which was a big issue over Americans being forced into paying tax on tea that they had no desire to pay a tax on, and they were not asked. Well, Rose, isn't that kind of the same thing with what's going on? They're giving you this plan, and they're saying, suck it up, you have to take it? Is that
yeah,
the way it's coming across?
And then remember Andre Dwayne, he's the architect for the planning, South Coast Planning Council. And he's the one that said, he's tired of these people getting up and blah, 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 talk about everything. He said, just trust us and pass it. We don't need you. All we need is the four people down in Miami to make all the decisions for you. So he's already said it, and that's on video. So we know where we're going.
Yes, we sure do. This plan, this 750 plan, is seven counties for 50 years. It's not just about a seawall. What are some of the other things that it's about, Rose?
Well, it's like we talked about regionalization. It's going to take the control away from our local representatives, our local elected officials. And so why they're for it is beyond me, because they're losing their jobs and they can't make any decisions because everything's going to be done by the region. And that's why we're fighting it. And it's our private property right. It's everything, really. And they're building these apartments. There's 2,000 in Wellington, over 5,000 in Boca, and in Del Rey, there's a bunch. They're just building apartments everywhere, right by the railroad tracks, naturally. So they want us to run our bicycles, and they want us to ride the railroad. And then when they build these apartments, they have to have it so many feet away from where the transportation is. That's because they don't want us to drive cars. And they're eliminating parking more and more in Boca, so that you don't. How do you get there? You have to take transportation one way or another, or ride your bicycle. So they're forcing us to. They're forcing us to live the way we don't want to live. They want to take away our American dream, and this is what bothers me more than anything. It's our rights they're taking away.
Wow, it certainly
hey,
is.
Karen.
Yes.
Excuse me, Karen. You know that me and the transportation, so I have a lot to say about what they're talking about, taking away our cars. But I wanted to, as you guys were talking about this truckers going on, it's, right now I just got an email. I mean, we're talking minutes ago here. 1 million truckers to protest on Washington, D.C., and here's what they're asking. It's a million truck march on D.C., October 11th to the 13th. Get a 30-day supply stocked up, and here's the message. Please, for our country and our future, do not shop, get gasoline, bank, or do any commerce these 3 days. We must get their attention. Stock up enough supplies for 30 days. Truckers say after off the road for 3 days, it will take 30 days to stock the stores. Everyone is welcome to join the Truckers March. Send this info out on the CB and the ham radios. Get the info to as many trucker patriots as possible. We have had enough tyranny. God bless them.
Would you know
this
what we need to do? Stop and think of this. As you're talking, I'm thinking, where's the closest truck stop to where I live? I need to pick up my huge American flag and go out there and stand out on the highway at the truck stop with the truckers.
Absolutely.
Yes.
We need to support them.
We all need to give support to the truckers, because whether you're a trucker or a biker or a butcher or a candlestick maker or whatever is left in this country, we are Americans, and this affects every single one of us. And it is fabulous, and I know that we will get it done. So, Sally, send me that email. I'm sure I have it right now on my computer. We are having a usual storm in Florida for a change.
Yeah,
and I will
forward
it.
Too,
there's a little bit more info. I'll go ahead and read it for those listening. There's a Facebook page called Truckers to Shut Down America. This is one of the messages they posted. My fellow patriot, this effort is to support the truckers in a major shutdown of America. A 3-day strike, October 11th through the 13th. Obamacare will be in effect, and most people will be ready to take action. No commerce on these days. Stock up items that you will need. No banking, no shopping, no money transactions. It does not matter if a million or 50 roll through D.C. in this effort. Congress will listen to we the people, which is remove Obama from office for crimes of treason and misdemeanor. We want congressional hearings on Benghazi and SEAL Team 6. Louis Lerner put in jail, no amnesty, remove all Muslims in our government that do not hold up the Constitution, remove Eric Holder from office for crimes against the people and the Constitution. Last but not least, fuel prices. And then there's some other things down there. I won't read the rest of it. But as you can see, this is going to get some momentum. And, you know, I think it's interesting after what I was saying at the top of the show about removing the Muslims from office. We have to understand, and I mean, I've been preaching this for over a year now, and I truly do believe my life will be threatened at some point, if it's not already, by going out there and saying, can you be a Muslim and an American at the same time? You truly can't. If you can be an atheist and a Christian at the same time, you can be a Muslim and an American at the same time. You don't believe the same things, and they are here to destroy this country. And we have to accept that fact. We have to accept the enemy.
And we
also
have to understand, Sally, that Obama is a Muslim. And yes. I can very, very comfortably say that because we have to look at the religious side of Islam. And in the religion of Islam, the father dictates the religion of the child. And Obama's father was a Muslim. In the Jewish religion, it's the mother that dictates the religion of the child. I am a Jew because my mother was a Jew. Now, if I chose to leave the Jewish religion, it would not matter in the Jewish religion. I will always be a Jew because my mother was a Jew. So even if Obama said that he was a Catholic, in the eyes of the Muslim religion, he is still a Muslim. And to make it totally understand, in the Quran, it says that there is only two reasons to kill, and that is a soul for soul, or if the person leaves the Muslim religion. It also says that you may fool any infidel, you may lie to them,
yeah,
as long as you are in the process of converting them into Islam. You may lie to them. Remember that, folks. You may lie to them. You may say you are a Christian. But think about this. Does he take his dog with him on the plane? Muslims will not travel with their animals. So look at what Obama does. He flies out on Air Force One, and the dog comes separately that we're also paying for. Obama is a Muslim, and as a result of him being a Muslim, look at what has happened. And it, please don't misunderstand me. This was George Bush also doing the same thing. He's not a Muslim, but he did the same thing. They brought in a Muslim brotherhood to do rules of engagement and write the training manuals for the army that was going into Afghanistan and Iraq. And the Muslim Brotherhood took the words terrorist, jihadist, and all of the indicators of radical Muslim out of the training materials. So our soldiers don't even know our enemies. This is a very, very bad situation that we have because we are being lied to. We are being lied to on a continual basis. Sally, you're 100% right. It's not the enemy from without that we have to worry about as much. It's almost like we know the Democrats are communists. We know what's going on in the Democratic Party. Who do we have to worry about? The Republicans, because they're the ones that lie. So it's
right.
The enemy from within, if you're a conservative, that is worse than the Democrat whom you know hates you. But when someone puts their arm around you and says, oh, no, I'm going to help you, and turns around and stabs you in the back, that's a worse enemy.
Mm.
And that's what Frank Gaffney was talking about.
Exactly. It's the truth, and Americans have to understand what's going on. We want to be this open society. We want to believe so strongly in this freedom of religion. And you know what? I believe freedom of religion in your own country, if that's what you want to do. If you want to be a Muslim someplace else, I don't care. But Sharia is not what the Constitution is. Sharia is not the heart and soul of this country. You can't be both. You can't have it both ways. It's all there is to it. And if for them to come in here and try to change everything here, and I'm telling you, my disgust with the Christian faith, especially the Catholics who are going out there massively promoting amnesty, which enables the Muslim Brotherhood, it just totally amazes me that we can't even get the leaders of the Christian faith to start helping out to protect the Christian faith. It's amazing to me. It really is. And I don't want to call the Catholic faith the enemy, and they're acting like they're trying to do good work to save people, whatever else. But wait a minute, at what point? What would Jesus do? Would Jesus say, stand here and let the Muslim Brotherhood come in and destroy Christianity? Is that what Jesus would say? Or the Jewish faith? I don't think so.
I'll tell you, Sally, I am as totally set up with my Jewish friends as you are with the Christian community. I am as totally set up with the Jewish community, especially those that shouted from the rooftops, never again. because this is again. And instead of it being again in Germany, it is again in America. When you have a group of people that say openly, we will kill you, we want to kill the Jews, we want to kill the Americans, how much plainer than that do they have to say it before we begin to believe it? Well, it's time to start believing, because they are not fooling. And the worst part of that is what's going on right now in the Middle East. We have no business being there, number one. And it is a war that we cannot win. If we have not taken our understanding of what went on in Afghanistan and Iraq, and we do not think, or we think, that this is not going to happen again in Syria, what are they smoking in the White House? Because they're certainly doing something. Either that, or they don't know how to read, or they don't remember history. Because what is going on right now is just a replication of the same failed policies that we had before. And now I get this thought, oh, Karen, but they killed 400 little innocent children. Oh, my goodness, how awful that is. Well, you know what? Take a look at Chicago. Take a look at Detroit. Take a look at the trafficking that's going on in Tampa before you turn your sights on someplace else that is a foreign country. Let them clean up their mess. It is none of our business. And let us concentrate on our mess, which we the people have created by benign neglect. We have neglected our country. And as a result of that neglect, this is what we are getting. However, we have a chance to make it right. And I'm so excited, Sally. I think that is such a wonderful thing.
Send me this thing on the truckers, Sally.
I'm
going to have to get
right
going
now,
people. But I do want to send that information out, because I know a lot of people in my community that need to at least be aware that they need to start preparing for this.
Yes.
God bless all of you.
Right now. Don't just prepare for a month of no food. Prepare for 6 months of no food. Be really prepared, because you have no idea what this can create. And put that together with the fact that it's getting cold, and it's going to get colder, and we have no idea what the weather is going to bring to our food. Use this as an opportunity to be very, very prepared.
Start canning.
Not just a month. Start canning, because Miss Neal is canning, so she's teaching me how to can. It's very interesting.
I'm up to 150 jars, and I'm going to hit 380 before I'm done.
Oh, God bless you. That's a huge. That's fantastic.
Oh, yeah, and I'm doing meat like crazy. All right,
good.
I have to go, people, but thank you so much.
Thank
God bless
Neal,
everyone.
Thank you, Neal, for joining us today.
Yes.
And thank you for sharing all of that information. And everybody, please go and look at your county and city governments and see what they are. And if they are not a representative republic, then make sure that you get that corrected. So thanks,
right,
Neal, for joining us.
You're
and
welcome.
I appreciate it.
Okay,
Rose,
bye-bye.
You,
thank
good
you.
Night. Rose, you mentioned that apartments are going up in Broward, in Boca and in Wellington.
Well, you were correct. Mm-hmm. I went down to Broward on Hillsboro Boulevard, and I don't know the number of apartments. I'm sorry, but there was a bunch of them, and they're building them right next to Walmart. In fact, they're almost finished. So we filmed that. My husband and I filmed that. Then we go into Boca, and all the retail that have for lease, and they're empty, the retail's on Palmetto Park Road. Now, bear in mind, on Palmetto Park Road, that not far from there, with that block, they're going to be building Archstone, which is like 300 and some apartments. They're the 700-square-foot apartments.
Oh, my God.
And then,
yes.
Yeah, and then also they have Camden, another apartment builder, and that's on that's on by the railroad tracks. What is that? I can't think right now. Dixie Highway. they're building apartments all on Dixie Highway right next to the railroad tracks. And then in North Boca, they're already completed. The outside is very, very attractive, believe it or not. But that's already completed. We took film of that also. I have to talk to Hilda. I'm going to go up to Wellington. It's on 441. They're building 2,000 Section 8 apartments up there. And Hilda says it's really very depressing looking. So I'll take a picture. I'll take some film of that, too. So Delray has on Congress, they're building apartments there. They're already finished. There's just apartments everywhere, just everywhere.
Right. Now, think about this, folks. You cannot be a renter and an owner at the same time. And what's happening is this global cartel and their treasonous actions of stealing all of our money has pushed Americans into a subservient renter society instead of that of ownership. And it's not just ownership of your home. It's ownership of your business, and it's ownership of your person. And both of those, they are taking away and turning America into a renter society. And that's really what the goal is, because high on the priority list of both the Communist Manifesto and Agenda 21 is the elimination of private property. Private property. Remember Harvey Rubin, he said, individual property rights will have to take a back seat for the good of the collective. And that's what we have going on. Now, they think they're going to get 3 million people. Where do you think they're going to get these 3 million people from, Rose?
He did not say. Nobody, I know, but nobody asked a question. They're just sitting there with their mouths open, and they don't say anything. They just listen, and they just shake their head, just like, you know, boggle heads up and down, yes, yes, yes. They just agree with everything. And then they talked about the orange groves being flooded out, I told you about, and one of the gentlemen up there, one of the main speakers, says, well, you still have title to the land, so, you know, they don't investigate anything at all. And the head guy there of one of the orange groves, Governor Scott appointed him to that position. And I know one of the women got up and challenged him because we were able to speak at that one, and she asked about why they're doing the flooding of the orange groves and all. And he just said it's really to purify the water because they're having a water shortage somewhere in the basin up there. I'm not that familiar with that area.
That's what we were talking about with Lake Okeechobee. And their answer to Lake Okeechobee being so high is not to pay attention to the natural flow of the lake because they dammed it up. They put dikes on it. And in order for them now to do an unnatural flow, that's what happens, which is what John was saying before. If you follow the natural flow of a river, it's natural, and it flows that way for a reason, because nature, who dictates our weather and our ground and our water, has a natural flow of things. Man comes in and we try to change nature, and every time we try to change it, we get into trouble. Orange groves have been growing there for years and years and years. And now, because of this dike situation, all I can say is useful idiots, because I want to call them a lot of other things, have decided that in order to alleviate the water in Okeechobee Lake, they should flood the orange groves. It makes absolutely no sense at all, none whatsoever, unless you have an ulterior motive, which is to destroy private property.
Yeah. And we're getting the orange juice now from South America. We used to get it from Florida. Remember, they used to advertise on television all the time, put your hand through the orange grove and pull out a gallon of orange juice. No more. No more.
Florida used to be the number 2 agricultural state in the country. Number 2. I don't even think we're on a scale right now because the majority of our food does not come from Florida anymore. And that, again, is shame on us. We should be supporting our farmers, and we should be supporting our fishermen, and we should be demanding that Florida exercise the 10th Amendment and tell the feds to get out of the state of Florida and get their regulations and go away. Whatever we grow in Florida, we will eat in Florida. And if we did that, and if we used the natural gas reserve that we have, instead of good old Rick Scott having to give people subsidies in order to move to Florida and beg them to come to Florida, don't you think they would come if we had cheap gas and cheap food? I think
sure
that's
would.
More of an incentive.
Sure would.
Well,
Karen.
this is why we need people to run for office. We need people to run that have common sense and who are not corrupt by what's going on with the rest of the country and are not the criminals like we have in Tallahassee, because the criminals in Tallahassee are equally as bad as the criminals in D.C. And I'm sure that if most of you went and explored your state house, you would find the same thing. So we have a very, very serious issue right in our own backyards, right in our own states. And
our local
and
governments, too.
Our local governments.
Mm-hmm.
And Rose, you did a tremendous job and study on Monsanto and the GMOs. We didn't
yes,
even
I
touch
did.
On that one. So why don't
well,
you
I didn't
tell...
know we were going to. A lot of things have happened since my last investigated. So I'll have to do some more research and be updated on everything, not to give old, you know, old
well,
information.
Well, initially, explain why GMOs are a bad idea.
Well, GMOs are a bad idea. For one thing, it's bad for the farmers, for one thing. They have to, farmers before used to take their seed from the previous year's field, all right, and they would replant the seed the next year. Well, all once Monsanto came in and says, hey, we got a better way to do it because you have to take care of those weeds and all. So we can put the insecticide, which is actually what it is, insecticide in the seed, and so it will stop the weeds from growing. So the farmer says, okay, that sounds like a pretty good deal because I don't have to have as many laborers or whatever. So they took the seed. And what happened, Monsanto says, well, now they had to buy the seeds the next year from Monsanto. Monsanto had them sign a form, a contract. So they had to buy the seeds every single year, and they couldn't, and those seeds will not produce the next year. So they had to buy new seeds every single year. So when I haven't had an ear of corn in forever, and every time I think about an ear of corn, which I love it, I think of eating Roundup, because Roundup is actually, there's an insecticide in the seed of the corn. So that's the animals have a choice to eat GMO corn or organic corn. They will not eat the GMO corn. They'll go to the organic corn. And there was a study done. This guy, he has steers. And he had the steers eat the GMO corn for so many months or whatever, and they became sterile. Then he took them off the GMO seeds, the corn, and then he put them on organic corn, the regular corn, and they became, I guess, unsterile again, however you want to say the word. But there is a – yeah. So, and then we go into the pigs. Monsanto wanted to take, and they wanted to patent the pigs. So it was mostly over in Germany where, you know, the pigs, there's pig species over there that have been bred for years over there. And Monsanto said if they find any bit of their DNA in their pigs, then they're going to have to pay Monsanto. So there was a pretty big issue about that, too. And even as far as all the pigs being killed in Michigan, Ted Nugent's kid, pigs had to be killed by the government. So I don't know what their plan is. Monsanto ended up selling the patent thing for the pigs to a different company. I don't know the name of the company. And that's where it stands right now. But Monsanto wants to feed the world. And didn't Gates buy into Monsanto also? So besides Gates having the vaccines and actually being involved in Monsanto and actually involved in the Common Core and the education, we're sewed up.
We certainly are. And let's remember, folks, what is this all about? This is about a small group of people controlling a large group of people. Well, anytime a small group of people controls a large group of people, it's a lot easier if there's less people. So what did they do? They took through Agenda 21 and Sustainable Development, they have the people convinced that there's the planet is not big enough for the amount of people that are on it. And all of the things that we've been describing this evening are examples of how they intend to depopulate the planet. Well, how are they going to do it? Well, the easiest way, of course, is through food. And Rose, if you're saying that the animals that eat GMO food become sterile,
yes,
then wouldn't it go the same for people?
Yeah. Didn't they say it was low birth rate last year, the lowest in I don't know how many years? Yeah, so sure it would. I don't eat corn anymore.
I don't know. After I heard you the first time, I stopped eating a lot of things that I normally ate.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Karen.
And,
Karen, we have a caller, Miss Texas. I'm going to click that mic on her. But one thing I want to get in real quick before we go to her, talking about all this food, and just so people understand a little bit of something that happened here in Florida. And you know Charlie Klein, he'll tell you his story of it. When it comes to citrus here in Florida, the citrus growers here in Florida, remember all the nutsiness they had with fruit flies and everything else? You had the citrus industry going out there and pulling the orange trees off of people's private property because they wanted to control that market. So a lot of the problems with citrus in Florida is because of the growers and what they did. And they did the same to me. Here, I used to have a tangerine tree, a grapefruit tree, an orange tree. You know, they took that away from the individual so because they wanted you to buy their stuff and look at the mess we're in now from it. And on that note, I'm going to open the mic to Ms. Texas.
Hi there, Ms. Texas. How are you? Welcome tonight.
Oh, I'm fine, and I wasn't going to bug y'all tonight, but you're on a subject that I want you to make you aware of something if you're not. You probably are, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Please do. Please share.
Another friend of mine and I were looking into NGOs, and I want you to know there's a Monsanto plant in a little town here in Texas, not too far from where I live. And they have a Monsanto plant there, and what they produce there is Agent Orange. Now, they are not using a pesticide in that grain. They are using Agent Orange in small doses.
Whoa.
Yes. So I thought if you weren't aware of that, we needed to make you aware of that. So when you're doing your investigation.
No, I was not aware, and boy, this puts a whole new slant on things, doesn't it?
Exactly. Exactly.
Let us remember Agent Orange, folks, and those of you who are not old enough to remember, but this was a huge disaster that our soldiers were used as guinea pigs as an experiment with this Agent Orange during the Vietnam War, and many of our poor soldiers, they were totally devastated, both mentally and physically from this, and are still feeling the effects of it today.
Yeah, I have
and
a brother who's
saying they're putting it in our food?
Yes. I have a brother who is 64 years old, and he served PERP in the areas where they were using Agent Orange. He is now suffering all kinds of health problems.
I think people don't realize the spraying and things that went on during the Vietnam War. When the soldiers came back, this didn't happen like poof right away all of a sudden. This was gradual over time, which is what made it worse.
Yeah, and they knew what it was going to do. And he said they would fly over, and it was like rain coming down on them. So I want you to be aware of that, because that particular little town, I want to say Marble Falls, but that's not it. up in that area. But I want you to be aware because they have the highest cancer rate in the area and they around there because of the Monsanto plant, and they can't get anyone to do anything about it.
Very powerful company.
So I wanted you to be aware when you're doing your checking and getting involved in that, I wanted you to know what you need to really be looking for.
Okay, Rose, if you could, in your research that you're going to do on the new Monsanto issues, if you could take a look into this.
What city in Texas is that?
Well, I said I can't remember the name of it. It's around Marble Falls and Burnett, up in that area. It's not far. If I think of it, I will let Sally know. She can get in touch with y'all.
That would be wonderful.
I'll check it out.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
I'll get in touch with my friend because she called me all upset about it. And we were working on trying to do something about it, but from where I live and where she lived, we were too far away to be able to afford to get, you know, to do anything about
mm-hmm.
it.
Right.
So.
Well, I agree with you 100%, and I also believe that a lot of the illnesses that we experience are created in a test tube.
Oh, yeah.
And are dispersed on the population, and then people are charted for their dosage and usage, and pharmaceuticals then can experiment on the human population without saying they're experimenting. There is a document, and I cannot remember the name of it. I don't know, I'm having a memory lapse today. but I cannot remember the name of it, but I remember reading that the Army was given permission and was told by the Supreme Court that, yes, they could experiment. And folks, don't think that they're not doing it, because they are. And I believe that that fluoride in the water is part of this also.
Yes.
And, you know, fluoride, white teeth, that wasn't the reason. Remember, whenever we think about a government program, we want to say, what are they really doing behind the scenes? Well, the white teeth may have been the cry and the crisis, but behind the scenes was devastation with fluoride. And now look at what we have. We have autism at the highest rate ever. Cancer? Why have we not eradicated cancer? Why are people going through extreme measures of chemotherapy and radiation? Think of the expenses of that, and now think about what's going to happen with Obamacare as these programs are being removed from seniors, especially from seniors, because people either who are young or old are not useful to the state anymore, and the state feels that they should have power to say no and assist you with ending your life. So, yes, Sarah Palin was right. There are death panels in Obamacare.
I do want to say something here. I surprise, surprise, huh? I honestly believe that a lot of the illness is from the chemicals and so forth, such as we didn't know about the Agent Orange. Now, if you're going to be eating the food that they're using this Agent Orange on in order to keep to use it as a insecticide,
uh-huh.
Where the logic to me is, yeah, you're going to get sick.
That's right.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it, and they don't want the public to know what's going on.
No. Well, this would be another government program that would be a clandestine program because, as we were just saying, the ultimate goal is to depopulate the planet. And I think Bill Gates said that an agricultural planet could support 1 billion people. That was his determination, and if it was not, if it was a combination, then of course it would be 500 million. So somewhere between 500 million and a billion, Bill thinks it's okay for us to exist. But the fact that there's 6 billion, he doesn't like that because we're too hard to control. And just as you said, look at his tentacles as to where the control is. And yesterday I was watching a show, and I believe it was on PBS, and it was regarding Bill Gates, and it was his life, and they were talking about it. And then I was thinking to myself, people don't remember when Microsoft first started and the companies that man put out of business because he lied to them about how wonderful Microsoft was, and they took the program into their businesses and as a result went out of business because they anticipated using his programming and it wasn't what it says that it was supposed to be. And I remember at that time I owned a mortgage company, and our key employee was the software guy who would straighten out the mortgage program because there were so many glitches in it. And I also remember that there were other companies that were in competition with Microsoft to be operating systems on computers, and yet only one company was chosen, and that was Microsoft. Notice how every computer has to be run on Microsoft. There is a reason for that, and that reason is called the monopoly. And that has not gone away, even though Microsoft was brought up on charges for being a monopoly. And even though Monsanto, weren't they kicked out of Europe?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Bill Gates is still involved. He is involved in every aspect of our lives and tells us what to do, whether it's programming, whether it's food, whether it's education. There doesn't seem to be a piece that he is not involved in.
Plus his vaccines.
And I remember my mother saying, who died and left him boss, because that's exactly the way I feel. And this man has no right to tell anybody what to do. Especially, I was also reading in his biography that he's an atheist and he has very, very little regard for humans individually. So as a collective, he will be a great philanthropist, but as an individual who might offer competition, he will squash you like a bug.
Well, his dad was in eugenics, son?
That's right. His father was in, Planned Parenthood? And let us never forget the purpose of Planned Parenthood was to eradicate the black race through eugenics promoted by Bill Gates' father and Margaret Sanger. So let's identify the people that bring these programs, because every single one of them has an ulterior motive. And the ulterior motive is always the same: depopulate the planet, steal the land and the money, and get all of the control over the people. And that's exactly the money, power, and control that we talk about that drives every single one of these programs. Every single one is run the same. Everyone is the same. Nothing happens at random. Everything is connected. Everything has a plan. And all of the plans are based on lies. Everything is based on a lie. And where is it all promoted? It's all promoted in school. So you have a nice, neat little package of control of your life by people who feel that they should. That's all. They are not any better than any one of us. But they feel that they should. Why? You have to go back and look at Bill Gates and see what he did to others as he was climbing the ladder of success. See, that's the problem that I have with many successful people. I don't begrudge anybody making a fortune. I think it's wonderful. I think it's a fantastic thing when somebody makes a lot of money. What I do begrudge is when somebody has to step on, squash, and exterminate others to eliminate competition.
Well, in your speaking, I'm going to tell you, you just woke me up to a big thing, because you just described the plan of UN Agenda 21 and how to control the population and so forth. And this is written into their green plan. So Bill
yes.
Gates, I guess, is the person who is writing their plan up for them.
I would say that he is a great, he part and parcel, I would say yes. He is one of the crafters of this plan, because they all believe the same thing. And now he is no longer involved in the Microsoft technology software. What he's doing is he's spreading these plans through his philanthropic programs that come with massive streams. So sure, he's going to give money. But what do you have to do? What hoops are you going to have to jump through? What things are you going to have to do? What freedoms are you going to have to give up in order to get that money? And that's really what it amounts to, because he's the man standing with the checkbook. But in order to get that check, what are you going to give up? And that's where Americans are right now, today. And I think, based on what I'm hearing, there was a black group in South Florida, and I will find out more about it. And I only said the word black group on purpose because I wanted everybody to know where the first step was coming from. And this group has sent a letter to Congress requiring Obama's impeachment. So that was the first step. Thank God. And we're getting information out on that, and everyone should join them. And now we saw the bikers who said, we're going to go, and we're going to show our force and show what we are all about. And I think that was supposed to be on Muslim Day, and 22 Muslims showed up, which shows you what they are all about. And over 1.2 million bikers showed up in D.C., and the void on the national media was insurmountable. The photos were not there. They were gone. The only way you could find out about the bikers that went was by going online. But I think what the truckers are going to do, I am so glad and I am so excited for two reasons. One, because it should be a huge wake-up call to people. And two, because people will get prepared. And that concerns me more than anything else, is the cold that's coming and the useful idiots in Congress who are allowing our energy sources, our fossil fuels, and our coal mines to be shut. I am so fearful of what is going to happen this winter. I really am. So I am so glad that the truckers are doing this, because they are causing attention. Attention will be given. Attention will be given. And in Florida next week starts session. So the legislators, the criminals, will be in Tallahassee. They need your voices, as they do in any state legislator now. They need your voices. They need to hear from you. You need to be loud and strong, and you now can understand and have the full knowledge that you're not alone. People have a tendency not to do something when they think they're alone. But I'm seeing more and more people, more and more groups. Are you, Rose? More and more groups are requesting that people come and talk to them about what's going on.
Yeah, I was really surprised when the other night there was about three or four people approached me and about having a presentation.
And also someone from Jacksonville, one of the ladies from Jacksonville, and she wants me to be up there in October to do a presentation. So, yeah, it is getting up, but I wish we were more united. Maybe that's what we can do next is really everybody unite. So they have like
well,
a little
maybe
little
the truckers and what they are doing will be the wake-up call that the American people need to unite together. I know that different states are having unity conferences where the leaders of a variety of groups are going and meeting, and they're formulating plans so that people can come together. There is a unity meeting on October 5th in, I think it's in Tampa, for unity, for leaders to come together and formulate plans to bring back to their communities and get them implemented. And one of the plans that I'm working on is being able to teach cursive writing and bringing the tools of education, the real tools of education, back to school. And I know that lots of people talk about Common Core, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on it, but there's only two things that will change education, and that is the content of the material and the method of learning. Everything else is fluff. So when you're fighting Common Core, which has been around for years under different names, same program, look and recognize that if all you do is change the name, everything else will be the same. You have to change the content of the material. We just spent a lot of time in the first hour talking about the freedoms and liberties that we were missing from the Constitution. And the question is really, is that taught in school? And teaching the Constitution one day a year does not mean learning the Constitution.
Yeah.
That should be something every child should know, cold, when they graduate. Every single day, an amendment should be discussed in history class until every single individual knows what American exceptionalism is. Because the exceptional part of America is its Constitution and the fact that our rights are granted by God, not our government. And it's time that we start exercising our rights. And we do that through our elected officials, but they don't know what we want if we don't tell them. So we're going to have a big year coming up in our state legislators as more and more bills get passed, like the wonderful thing that just happened in Colorado. And the other day when I was at your meeting with you, Rose, we talked about the power of the individual. And what happened in Colorado was amazing. One individual, two individuals got together and they said, no, these people cannot take away our gun rights. They need to be recalled. And against all odds, they were recalled. And that was an amazing thing. So people, one person, can get a ball rolling. And that ball becomes a snowball, which gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And I have a feeling that based on the things that are happening and that we're seeing today, and the last maneuver that Obama just did when he totally ignored the Constitution and he is giving arms to our enemies in Syria. He is arming Al-Qaeda. Let us never forget who Al-Qaeda is. These are the people who bombed the Twin Towers. Why on earth are we giving them weapons if Obama is not part of the group? I can't figure that one out.
Well, I looked it up. I looked it up in my book when I was homeschooling, and it's United States History. It's by the Abeka company that did it up, and it was Article 2, and it was Section 4 for impeachment. The President, Vice President, and all civil officials of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for the conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors, would you believe?
Mm-hmm.
So that was something.
I can't think of a better group to get rid of, and to be very honest with you, I think I can count five people on one hand that I would leave there The rest of them all need to go home, go away, and be tried for treason, because that is exactly what they are doing. Exactly.
Yes.
Do you know what else I also thought of, Rose? Now, we study Agenda 21, so we really understand the New World Order. But think of all the people who were complaining about Putin telling America what to do. These are the very same people who are globalists and want a one-world government. What do they think a one-world government means? It means that the United Nations and whoever is a member of the Security Council would get to tell America what to do. So here they are complaining that Putin is telling us what to do, and then they're out there fighting for globalism and a one-world government.
Yeah.
That makes absolutely no sense at all. I couldn't figure that one out at all. I just couldn't get that one. So, Rose, we are coming to the end of our show, and you have an exciting announcement to say, because what are you going to be doing?
Well, what I'm going to do, in the Boca City Council, there's two positions open for council. So I'm going to run for city council here in Boca, and we'll see what happens there. Because I have a great platform, just my 750 alone, and what they're doing to our city. So we'll see what happens. I'll give it a shot. I'm just a regular person. I'm scared.
Right.
It's something
that's
new.
That's exactly
right,
and that's what we need regular people to run. If Karen can run for office in District 5 in Florida, look at votekarenshone.com. Give me your support, whether it's a word of praise or some money for a donation. Both are wonderful and acceptable. Individuals need to step up. Ordinary people, regular old Americans who, quote,
yes,
are not billionaires, who are not trying to rape the country and the community, need to step up, because we're not going to take anything back if we leave the same old in place.
Because I was thinking Neil did it, and I think she did it on $28, if I recall correctly.
That's right. Exactly. And that's the other thing. You don't have to spend a fortune. I'm not going to have $500 plate dinners. That's not what this is all about. This is about getting out and talking to people and telling them the truth. Because as an agenda, we believe in truth, education, conversation, and action. And so for the last 3 years, we've had lots of truth, lots of education, which we're still doing, lots of conversation, which we're still doing, but now we're up to the action part. And the action part requires acting. So lots of luck, Rose, and we wish you the absolute best. And as soon as you have your website done, let us know, and we'll get it up. I'm going to put up a page called 2014, and we will support the people that support America. Because without unity, we're not going to go anyplace. But I think we can do it. And I think there is going to be
America.
A great awakening.
Yes. Could well be.
I think so, and I hope so. And since I am an optimist, I will think so and hope so. But it is up to us, people. There isn't anybody else. When people say to me, well, Karen, how did we get here? The answer is always the same. Look in the mirror. We did it.
We were asleep. Yeah, we were asleep for all those years.
We were asleep. We left it in the hands of others. But you know what they say? No more. No more political correctness. No more silent majority. And no more not talking about religion and politics. All of those things that we were told never to do. Well, we were told never to do them for a reason, and that was to shut us up. And we're not being shut up anymore. So, I want to thank everyone for joining us this evening, and I appreciate all of you. You're wonderful. If you're running for office, let us know, especially for people that are running in their local governments. It is so important get out there, get yourself known, get the truth known, learn all about the things that are going on in your community, and tell your friends and neighbors the truth. They're looking for it. They want it. They need it. And we can provide it for them, because if we don't, nobody will. Thank you, Rose, for joining me tonight.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Thank you. Thank you, Sally, for being as wonderful as you always are.
Thank you.
And happy Constitution Day to everyone. And you are listening to American Freedom Watch Radio, and we are brought to you live on blogtalkradio.com, American Statesman, and on redstatetalkradio.com. Please visit our website, agenda21today.com, americaismyname.com, karenshone.com, votekarenshone.com. And I'm sad to say that Save America Foundation was hacked today, so I won't get to say go to Save America Foundation. But go to the Panhandle Patriot. You'll find wonderful information. Anything we can do to help, let us know. Drop us a line, info@agenda21today.com. Thank you all for joining us, and we will be back again next week. Have a wonderful week. God bless you all, and God bless America.